Chapter 3. Who's talking? Sophie was about to put the walkie-talkie back in her backpack. Then she stopped. Maybe I should carry it, she said, in case we hear something else.
Copy that, Manu said. He liked the way it sounded.
What did Auntie Alex mean before? About us hearing someone else? Sophie held out the walkie-talkie. See these channel buttons? It's like choosing the channel on TV. We're on channel 14 at the moment, and Mum and Dad are too. That's why we can talk to them. But if someone else was also using that channel, and they weren't too far away, we might pick them up too. How close would they have to be? Manu asked. I'll show you. Sophie picked up a stick and crouched down. She scratched some tree shapes into the dirt. Let's say that's the forest. Manu found another stick. He crouched next to Sophie and drew two stick people by the trees. And that's us. Next, Sophie drew two rectangles and added a triangle on top of one of them. Here is our house, and here's the garage. She added some more details to the map. Paddocks, the neighbour's farm, the main road. From here, the range is about this big, explained Sophie. She drew a big circle with Manu's stick figures in the middle. Her house was inside the circle. So was part of the next door farm, part of the main road, and part of the forest. Mum lets us play over here because we're in range. Manu stared at the map. So that means the other radio we heard came from inside the circle too? He felt a tingle of excitement. Sophie nodded. Otherwise, they'd be out of range, and we wouldn't be able to pick up their signal. She handed Manu the walkie-talkie. You wear it. I don't have a belt. Manu started to clip the walkie-talkie on. Suddenly, it crackled back to life. Listen! The cousins leant in close. Through the hissing static, they could hear voices. What are they saying? Manu strained to hear. I don't know. It sounds like a different language. Let's try to talk to them, Sophie suggested. Manu pushed the talk button.
Kia ora! This is Manu and Sophie. Can you hear us?
The cousins waited for a reply. But nothing happened. No voices. No hissing. Nothing. Maybe they didn't want us to hear them, Manu said. I wonder who they are. And where they are, Sophie said. She looked around, as if the mystery talkers might be hiding behind a tree. We'd better keep our eyes peeled and our ears switched on. Manu clipped the walkie-talkie onto his belt. Yes, because we're spies! Sophie grinned. Manu and Sophie, super spies! She swung her backpack onto her shoulder. Let's go back to base and get our spy kits. We have a mystery to solve.